Real policing doesn't look anything like on TV. And it isn't anything like in the crime thriller books either. You know the ones. They've always got a ridiculously high-ranking officer, like a detective chief superintendent doing the work of a detective constable. Whereas in reality, any officer above a sergeant is a desk-bound manager who wouldn't be able to find their handcuffs, let alone know how to use them. Nor are they ever accompanied by stoic, witless sidekick detective sergeants battling their own demons. And why don't they ever mention the Police and Criminal Evidence Act, known to us as PACE, or disclosure, or the continuity of evidence? More cases have been lost at court over those three things than probably everything else put together. Even if the books and TV shows get the roles correct in accordance with the rank structure, the rest is nearly always wrong. For instance, we don't interrogate suspects in dark rooms or trick them into confessions by promising shorter sentences after a word with the judge. We don't even need confessions most of the time. DNA and technological evidence convict most people. The other thing is the sheer number of bodies popping up all over the place in those cosy detective shows or in the books. In the UK, homicides are committed by someone the victim knows or have had a close personal relationship with, or they're gang-related, or connected to the supply of drugs. Stranger murders are still so rare they make the national news. I'll tell you what it's really like. An early morning dog walker finds the body of a middle-aged male on a remote country road and then tramples the scene in shock before figuring they'd better call the police. The call taker types the job into the computer dispatch system, which alerts the control room to a grade one incident, that being the discovery of a body. The control staff then dispatch a response car. They arrive, and after turning their blue flashy lights off so they don't drain the battery, they spot the tyre marks indicate the offending vehicle went over the verge and into the hedge and then reversed back over the body. "Yeah," the first attending officer says. "That looks iffy." That first attending officer sets a cordon up, which means using physical tape to prevent anyone going near the scene. We actually put two cordons in place. The outer cordon that emergency service personnel can access, and the inner cordon which is to be accessed only by the forensics teams. Once that is done, the first attending officer will then update the control room who alert the duty CID, Criminal Investigations Department Officer, most likely a detective constable, or sometimes a detective sergeant.